it up for Monday. Clap your hands on Monday. Let's dance, it's Monday. It's a happy Monday. The first day of the week.
It's Monday!
Is Monday. And we should be excited about it. It's the start of a brand new week. Happy Monday to you. 991FMTalk.com. You can head over there and answer today's poll question. What's the biggest threat facing the country today? Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. A lot of different answers on there. A lot of different answers you can choose from, or you can put your own in. It seems like every time somebody turns around, they put in a new answer, and I'm like, oh, yeah, oh, forgot about that one. But let me mention this to you. Because the media is always portraying, you know, law enforcement and the Trump administration of not doing anything. Well, I'd really like for you to go back and look at the numbers of how many pedophiles were arrested during the Obama years. And those are pretty much low-level people, you know, national numbers. I thought this was a very cool story from Friday. 10 people, including a candidate, arrested in Tallahassee on a variety of child sex crimes. 10 people, including a candidate. They can be politicians. They can be clergy. They can be teachers. They can be anybody. It's not just lowlifes you see, you know, you hear a lot about the homeless. Nope. Higher ups, celebrities, sports figures. This is an interesting website that I've come across. Ugh, I wish I could get that T out of there. Come across. Truth on the Front Line. It's called The Bakery. Now, Bakery is actually spelled with a Q. B-A-Q-E-R-Y. TheBakery.com. Check that out. Because there are some really cool stories on there you're not going to see in the mainstream media. Speaking of things you're not going to see in the mainstream media, probably because this one just came out, was sent to me at 10:14. I don't know. Somebody else may have gotten out already. Wow. Everybody's fallen because of Sisolak. Dear Monica, it is with great disappointment today that I must share the news with you that the 6th annual Basque Fry and CPAC West 2020 have been canceled. Yep. Although we felt confident that we could safely hold the Basque Fry and CPAC West this year, Governor Sisolak's panicky, erratic, incoherent, and patchwork approach to COVID-19 has left us with no feasible way to do so. So, once again, Governor Sisolak strikes again. I'm pretty disappointed at that. We had some awesome, awesome people that were going to come to Northern Nevada and give some great speeches. Even just to hear the slaps. I mean, that some awesome speakers were going to be there. So, gosh darn it. I'm upset. 6th annual Basque Fry and CPAC West 2020 has been canceled. Just like everything else that could bring any enjoyment, could bring any entertainment, could bring any money into the economy. There you have it. So if you would like to send a thank you letter to someone, send it to Governor Sisolak. Yeah. Let's head back to the talk and text lines and check in with Ryan this morning. Ryan wants to talk about Nevada's legislature. Hi, Ryan. What are your thoughts?
Well, first, can I do just a quick thing? Like, Cootie Virus takes down another event 2020. Cootie Virus takes down another event 2020. Cootie Virus takes down another event 2020.
Yep. You know, had we only taken cooties seriously, Ryan, when we were kids. This is just pathetic.
Okay, so now the real reason is the fact I'm kind of disappointed is that more of the state employees not sharing in the pain of education and health care. Because the way it happened is that our future companies, they're not going to want to come in because they see our education system say, wait a minute. If they slash education K through 12th grade to the bone and cut out health care and Medicaid repayments, you're not setting up good for the future. You're just making it unfeasible for companies that want to come in to our area in Nevada in general and want to invest here.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we want to invest here?
Yeah.
The reason that they would want to invest here
is because the state and the communities in the area, you know, the counties or the city, give people sweetheart deals, you know, with as far as taxes and rebates. It's killing us. But they look at it that, no, we're bringing in business. We're bringing people from the outside. So that doesn't help us unless you're bringing in good quality jobs. You are just giving this state away. Look at that big deal that they had with Faraday down in Las Vegas. And that turned out to be a total sham. Just another one of those things working with China. I hope you're really paying attention to how people vote, the things that they are saying. You know, you can go back. You have to look for specific votes when you go to the legislative website, but you can go back and see who votes for what. It does take a lot of work, though. It takes a lot of work. But it's work worth doing. Or even getting somebody out there to do it. Because you have to understand how people are voting and what they're voting for. Because that's pretty much what's gotten us into this situation. People keep screaming, this is unconstitutional, this is unconstitutional, where are my rights, where are my rights? But what people are lacking to take a look at is the fact that since the Constitution was signed, every political session, every political season, there has been something, a bill, a statute, a regulation that has just dwindled and dwindled and dwindled our rights. We had Joey Gilbert on the show on Friday. If you missed it, first half hour of the show. I thank him so much. One of the big things that you can go back and look at for yourself, especially from the last legislative session, is NRS 414. It's the emergency management. Chapter 414 is emergency management. And 414.060 is the powers and duties of the governor. And we keep just opening up. Say, oh, well, you know, they can take special duties if there's something happening that's catastrophic, and not really making it pointed, not being specific. That's especially important when they're coming up with these new laws and new regulations. Keep it vague, baby. Keep it vague. Because if you keep it vague, if we decide to do something and people disagree with it, then they have to sue. You know how long lawsuits take to get anywhere? You got to be hardcore. You got to be ready to spend some money, and you've got to move. And you got to keep going because you're looking at something. Lawsuits go on for years. And there are people that are out there that I know it's hard to believe that people can be so evil, but there are people who will drag out lawsuits just to bankrupt someone else. Look at General Flynn. He lost everything. His house, his retirement. But he kept fighting. And he's coming back. And boy, is he coming back with a vengeance. Earlier in the show, we had a caller ask about the fires. Ray asked about the fires. Been getting a few answers on that, Ray, actually. Lack of sustainable logging and cleaning out of the underbrush with either forest fires or controlled burns is the reason for abundant, destructive, and frequent fires in the last few years. Robert sent in this email. You limit grazing, wood stoves, and fireplaces, logging, and let people move into areas where they put little tiny drippers on plants that live in a desert climate. And they grow crazily, and you have unlimited fuel. I saw the smoke from the 2017 fires in California was the equivalent of 55 years of vehicle pollution in California. So much for the spotted owl. I think the spotted owl was further up, wasn't it? Wasn't that Oregon that had the spotted owl issues? There's so much going on in our community. How do you pay attention to all of it? How do you pay attention to what's going on in Washoe County, what's going on in Reno and Sparks, what's going on in Douglas, what's going on in Churchill and Carson? And then you watch the feds. Then you have to watch the school system. Then you have to watch this and that and that. How do you get through it all? Find some good local news sources other than the mainstream media. Other than the mainstream media. I will push that. Because they're not telling you what you need to know. I know how stories are chosen. There's files that are set up. Oh, well, we'll do this story the day before. We'll do this story the day before. And they don't tell you about things you need to be aware of ahead of time. How many people got to participate in the virtual session that the Washoe County School District was having for their meeting? The Board of Trustees, how many people? Education is being decimated, which don't get me wrong, because I kind of think it's a good thing. Talk about an area that we need to finish it off and start from the ground up. And get people concerned with real education. K through 12 education money should not have been cut. It should have been the university's money that should have been cut. Speaking of things that are taking over our minds, you know, back on Friday, our poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City was, is the coronavirus being used to distract people from larger issues? 90% of those participating said yes. 10% no. So today is your opportunity to voice those issues. What do you think the biggest crisis facing? I appreciate the all of the above, but I'm trying to find something, just a kernel of something that we can focus on to make things better. Oh, I like this one. Democrats in the media. That is, that's a pretty big one. In-our-face activists. Blondes with ponytails. Who put that one on there? Trying to be serious here and helping people, and I get blondes with ponytails. All right. We'll be back after this quick message and bring you some other things that you can be thinking about and having fun with right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM News and Talk of Nevada.
It gives me great honor to introduce
The Monica J. Show,
a patriot of the first order,
on FM Talk 99.1. KKFT 92.3 FM
you
Talk.
Got your opinions and I got mine.
Yeah. We can agree to disagree, but let's keep it civil. 884-9910. That's the talk and text line. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today. And just got a quick email here from, or no, actually, Richard just texted me. Just heard that CPAC West has been canceled. I think we should just show up and defy this with a massive civil disobedience. I would be willing to take part. Well, Richard, yeah, it would be nice to do something like that, but there's not going to be any speakers there. There's not going to be, you know, anything. And but what I tell you is I am still working on something to get us together in September. Not only has CPAC and the Basque Fry been canceled, but I didn't realize this, but a couple of weeks ago, the Cops and Burgers was also canceled. And that's a big event that I love to go to. I know it's not as big as, you know, the balloon races or the barbecues or, you know, the air races, but that's one I really enjoy. So if you love cars, if you love music, if you love food, send me an email. If you're in any of those businesses and you would put yourself on the line to participate in, say, a massive car show, send me a line. Send me a message. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. I want to hear from you. I've heard from a few people, but I want to hear from you if this is something that you would participate in. Because, you know, if we're only going to have 50 people show up that, you know, show up at like the rallies, people aren't taking their freedoms seriously. So if you're willing to be there, I'm willing to help put it together. I'm willing to organize this. But, you know, 50 people, that's a lot of work. Now, if it were 500 people, that would make me feel better. Because you know what the difference is? It's called private property. If we find a place that is private property, we can pull this off. Let's go to the talk and text lines once again before we take a Fox News break, and we'll check in with Mark this morning. Hi, Mark. Thanks for calling the show today. Appreciate your time. Oh, are we going? Are we not going to Mark? Oh, hi, Mark. Thanks for calling the show today.
Hi, Monica. Hey, so from what I understand and a couple of friends that I do have that are bikers, There is one event that I don't really think they care if it's canceled or not, because I have a feeling there's going to be about 30,000 bikers coming into Northern Nevada in September for Street Vibrations. And I really want to see Mr. Steve Sisolak stand out in front of them and tell them to go home. I really want to see that. Yeah. I'll give him $100 if he does that.
Oh, I think we could gather some more than just $100.
Well, I just want to see him do that. I want to see him stand out in the middle of Virginia Street and tell these bikers to go home. I really want to see that.
Well, and I'd like to see Mayor Sheevy right by his side. And actually, I'd like to see the whole Reno City Council by his side when they do that. Because
it ain't going to happen, but I'll tell you right now, if the bikers decide they want to come to Nevada and party for 2 days in Reno, they're going to do it.
And if they can't find a place to stay, then I've got a couple of extra bedrooms.
Well, I think they'll be just fine, but I think that's going to be one event that he's going to have a little bit of a problem controlling.
Yeah. And that, right, thank you for keep reminding me of that, Mark, because yeah, Street Vibrations, that's a huge event here in Northern Nevada, and it still hasn't been canceled yet. I guess somebody has cojones to stand up for us. We'll be back after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Right now, there is only one radio station talking about what's going on in Northern Nevada, live and local, right now. 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today as we're into the last half hour of the show. 2 hours just flies by when I'm with you, with all the great calls and texts and emails that I get to go through on a hourly basis from minute to minute, I tell you. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. That's pretty much the line if you want to get a hold of me, or the talk and text lines at 884-9910. Today's poll question, and to answer one of the comments at 991fmtalk.com, today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Whoever makes out your poll questions, we need fewer answers. Well, that's because we only had three answers to start out with there. It's everybody else is putting in suggestions because I didn't get them all in there. So, but appreciate your response on that. So go with the one that you prefer the best. What's the biggest crisis facing us right now, facing the country? Appreciate your time. I'd like to actually read you this email that I just got this morning from Andy. You might remember that last week I was talking about a national food shortage, actually a world food shortage, because of locusts in India. They've been hit twice now in India with locusts on their crops. We had just huge amount of crops that were turned under here because the processing plants weren't open. They weren't running. And all this food just destroyed. Pigs, chickens, beef, because the processing centers weren't there. The people weren't there. It's just sad. Especially before all this, you had people that were starving. So Andy and I have been conversing back and forth, and I tell you, this is just the best. MJ, crop destruction is always a problem. Pest control. Disease, bugs, bacteria, fungi is an issue in everyone's crops, from home gardens to huge commercial farms. Strong, fast, early, and frequent controls must be in place. Beneficial bacteria like DIPL or predatory bugs can be used in place of chemical controls. But there are so many purposeful controls placed by government and or by panicked markets that is causing crops to not be planted, not be harvested, or tended that is the cause of a food shortage. There is plenty of food available, or that could be available to the masses. It just isn't making it to the end user. Stop subsidizing tobacco, oil, etc., and subsidize food production. Stop hindering the market from responding to demand. Cut the red tape. They are euthanizing cattle and burying them instead of sending them to market. They are dumping millions of gallons of milk instead of processing it. Why not? Lift some trucking restrictions or subsidize to allow these foods to make it to the market. Untie the hands of the market, remove the bloated regulations that keep the free market from responding. Andy, thank you so much for sending such a well-thought-out, organized email, because that is it right there. One of the first things that President Trump did when he got into office was start to deregulate things. And he made a promise. You probably didn't hear this in the press conference last week, but he made a promise when he was elected that he was going to roll back. For every new regulation that was put out there, he was going to roll back two regulations. If you missed it in his press conference recently, for every one new regulation that has been created, they have rolled back 9 to 10 regulations, not just two. This is what is burying this country. We could be doing so much more. We could be doing more even for our community, for our homeless, for the hungry kids that nonprofits are making money off of. How? All of the school lunches, all of the food that is wasted at the schools, that are packaged, that nobody has touched. If the kids don't take it for their lunch, it gets destroyed. It just goes right into the landfill, goes right into the trash. Why is that food not collected and given to the homeless, or collected and let kids take it home at night for families? It's already there. It's already packaged. Why does it have to be destroyed? Because of regulations. Nobody wants to get sued. That's what the real problem is our legal system. Because nobody wants to be sued. But look at all of the food that was destroyed, the potatoes in Washington and Idaho, when people could have just been given them. You go get, 10 pounds of potatoes. Yeah, you're not going to eat all that. Guess what? Slice that, put it in the freezer. What do you think processing plants do? They clean it, slice it up, and freeze it for you. Some places will cook it up and then freeze it for you. We have so much waste going on. But it's not really waste. It's government interference and regulations. So out of control. Let's go back to the talk and text line. Sorry about that, Linda. I had to get my rant out. Linda's on the line at 884-9910. What's your question, Linda?
Hey, when's the parade for the police tomorrow or on Wednesday?
Where
is it and what time?
So what you'll want to do is meet at the Gold and Silver. Believe that's, is that on 2nd Street, Craig? I think that's on 2nd Street. Oh, 4th and Vine. And they're going to be meeting up and getting everything started from there. It's going to be a wonderful event. They're going to cruise right past the police department right past the police station down there, and bring whatever you can. Bring flags, bring signs, bring, you know, decorate up your vehicle and just show your love for law enforcement, because, boy, they need it. And I tell you, Linda, when we were out there at one of the last rallies that I was at in Carson City, people were waving at the police, and you should have seen the smiles on their faces. You could tell that they appreciated it so much, that it's not just police in these big cities that are getting hammered. We've seen it happen right here for local law enforcement as well. So I really encourage people to participate in this. And I hope you can tell I'm kind of stalling here a little bit because I'm looking for my email. Yeah, that's the email that I'm looking for on the time.
One other point I wanted to make is I was at the doctor this morning and we were talking about OSHA and inspections. Uh-huh. Evidently, they sit out in the parking lot, and then when the employees leave a business and take off their mask, then they go into the business and tell them that they've got to control their employees.
I don't know what to make of this. You know, in OSHA regulations, it says right out who should be wearing a mask. But they go completely against that when they go in and they're Sisalax thugs, you know, his strong arms, and start finding all these people. That is so wrong.
It is so wrong. I closed my office and locked it just to keep them out. I mean, I can't control everybody, and I just don't think that it's necessary. People are adults. They're going to do the right thing, and they're trying to control our narrative and how we live. Something needs to be done.
Did anybody contact you after that? I mean, do you have to let them in?
No. As far as I'm concerned, you don't have to let them in. That's your place of business. And I put up a sign and said, because of the mandate by Sisalak, that our office is now closed to the public.
Hmm. Okay. Maybe that's the way that we get around things.
It's the only thing I could think to do. And I know some other businesses I've been to, that they are doing the same thing. It's just very frustrating. You know, we should be able to be an open society and be able to do our business and let people in. This is so controlling in so many ways, and it's not right, and I don't want us to live this way anymore.
Yeah, I don't want us to live that way either. So, Linda, leave your number with Craig, and I will text that time to you because I have so many emails, literally about 250 that I have to go through to find this time. But if anybody knows I'd appreciate a call in too, because I know it's Wednesday. I just can't find the time. I want to say it's like 11:30 and they're going to take off at 12, but I could be wrong. So, Linda, thank you so much for the call today. I appreciate your time. And thanks for that information on what you're doing with OSHA. I really appreciate that. Let's go back to the talk and text line and check in with Lynn this morning. Lynn, social engineering of our youth. What do you think about that? What's that about?
I think that it's a malignancy upon our youth. And to get into more detail of that, Stanford University in 2008, a professor there ran an experiment called the Lucifer Effect, and that in itself was a very astonishing effect on the volunteers of that project. Also, back in 1960s at Yale University, there was the Milgram experiment. Mm-hmm. These young youth of today, they are angry, they are fierce in their emotions, they are being manipulated, and they are unaware of it. And they are following a dictatorship. that they are even unaware of that in itself also. The only thing to break, the only way we can break through this is we have to shatter the darkness with truth. We have to show them, we have to show the youth that they're being led astray and that the path that they are going is total violence and destruction.
Absolutely, 100%. Thank you so much for the call. That is...
Thank you.
There is so much going on around. The first, and I'm not even going to say it was the Communist Party, you know, because it happened here in this country. Look at the government with the use of LSD, putting that out into the country. In the 60s, you were told, if it feels good, do it. What did we have in the 50s that, yeah, the music, the rock and roll was coming out and that was, you know, a little too much for some families. But what did we have in the 50s that we don't have now, that we saw deteriorate in the 60s? No, not common sense. Family dinners. Family. Sitting around a dinner table, talking about their day, talking about values, talking about what they want out of the future. The worst invention in the world is also one of the best. And that's television. Television. Their vision of the future. People started eating crap. TV dinners. We're going to make it easy for mom. She cleaned house all day, so let's pop in a TV dinner and all go sit in front of the TV with TV trays. We're not going to use the dining room table to where everybody can sit across from each other and talk and look themselves, you know, look their sisters and their brothers and their parents in the eye. Talk about what was truly important. From the invention of the TV and TV dinners and processed foods and going on and on and on. Now you look at health and you look at the keto diet. What is good for you? Going back to real things. Imagine if you had bacon and eggs in the morning instead of chemically treated cereal. Fake sugars, chemicals to keep it crunchy in milk. We're poisoning ourselves. We're poisoning our bodies. And then we say, what happened? We are reaping what we have sown over the last 70 years. And it's all coming to fruition. It's laying right on our doorstep right now. We need to start talking to each other. We need to turn off the TV. We need to sit down at the dinner table and start bringing the American family back. The American Christian family. The American Jewish family. The American Muslim family. The American family. We'll be back after this to wrap up the show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today as we wrap up the show. If you missed anything, and I really encourage you, especially if you missed Friday's show with Joey Gilbert in the beginning and talking about the law and lawsuits that are being established against our tyrannical governor and current administration. So 991fmtalk.com, all you have to do is go to the podcast tab, and they're all registered there by days. So just look up Friday the 17th. Appreciate it. This is where it stands. Garbage. Junk. You are your environment. We are the entertainment that we choose to watch, the gore, the desensitization of children, seeing even cartoon characters murdered, killed, and then they come back. They have no clue that when you're dropped, you actually don't come back. How many times have they killed off Kenny in South Park? The fast food, the soda, the cereals, it's all chemicals. And when you look at some of these chemicals, they're the same chemicals that are used in pesticides to kill things. Start reading labels. Cut back on whatever you need to cut back on to start fixing dinner. Start cooking. And bring the family back. An educated family is what terrifies the left the most. A loving family. How many of these Antifa thugs don't want anything to do with their families? Love you.